They said, Vilna Goyin, in Igeres HaGura, I want to read you the Goyin, what he says. The Goyin says as follows. Ha'ika l'schus l'oilam habo b'shmiras piv. V'zeu yoyse mikol ha'toyro v'hamaisim. Ki ha'peh kodesh kedoshim. We said yesterday in the Hagdoma of Shevivim that the Penilait brings down that the Ika Avoida, at least one of them for sure, of Shevivim, is for a person to be Shemem his Piv. Because if we're going to learn the Ezer Hashem, we're going to go through many different halachas, come out every night or every two nights, a different halacha completely in Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to go and see the godless of a person that Shemem his Piv, and the main of a person being Shemem his Piv, he's Zeicher to an unbelievable Kedusha of his mouth, which therefore will allow him to daven, will allow him to learn, b'chulei b'chulei, as we're going to explain b'ez Hashem. So we're going to say over here, Mayud Gazach, that if a person wants to be Zoycha Do'ilim Abba, the Iker way, Zuk Nevil Nagoyin is, B'shmir Sapiv, which is bigger than all the Torah and all the Maisim, because the Peh is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Continues the Goyin, Mayud Gazach, and he gave us in the letter that he wrote over there, says the Goyin, a person has to struggle until the day that he dies, not, listen carefully, not with fasting, but with placing a muzzle on your mouth to prevent a person from speaking improperly. Says the Vilna Goyin, that if a person does this properly, this is bigger than all of the fasts in the entire world. Which is why we said yesterday, nowadays we do not fast on Shevivim. And Zuk the Vilna Goyin, this is the essence of tshuva. And if a person does this, he will get a kapora for all of his averis. Vilna Goyin, as we know, was medayik in every single word that he wrote. That means, mamash, every word is kodesh hakodashim, is Torah, and the name is emes lamita. Continues the Goyin, every moment that a person muzzles his mouth, and he merits a myodic hidden light, or agonus, that there's no malach or a bri in the ganze welt that can ever comprehend this ora agonis and his zoicha when he closes his mouth and stops himself saying that which he should not say, which Be'ez Hashem is going to be more mayrach in today's shit. There's a moment in the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim, Shmir Zaloshin, says the following things. Mamasha, a person can just tremble when he hears such a thing. The Chofetz Chaim, again, as we know, did not waste his words. Every word that the Chofetz Chaim said, he felt needed to be said, and it was emes l'amito. Said the Chofetz Chaim, imagine the following scenario. You have a fellow that finished Shisha Sidrei Mishnah and Shas many times, says the Chofetz Chaim, Shas many times. He comes to Shamayim, he's looking forward to the reward of Uzzah Lamelus and his tircha of being Isaac the Torah, and he says, Lou, what have you got for me? So the Chofetz Chaim, if his mouth was always wide open and he spoke Dvorim Asurim about others, Lashon HaChofetz Chaim, because I've been in the English, but whatever, I'm translating to come up word for word. You will not find a word, a single Gemara, to protect you and save you on the Yom HaDin. Because every single word that you uttered of Torah is going to become medabek to the Tumah, and therefore Lashon HaChofetz Chaim will be disgusting, and therefore no one will be able to look at it, and it will not save you. Rabbi said, HaChofetz Chaim is saying on Mayur Dikazah, that you can have somebody in sits and learns Yoimon Veloila, Steiging, Mamish, Shas, Mishnai, alles. He comes to Shemayim and there's nothing there. Why? Because out of his mouth came certain things, Tavorim Asurim, whether it be swear words, whether it be lies, whether it be Einois Tavorim, whether it be Lashon Hara, whether it be all sorts of things that Be'ez Hashem in the next few Shemayim we hope to discuss. Those things come out of his mouth, but it's not a small thing. This is not a very, you know, wine, it's like every other Avera. No, you didn't Avera, you're true and I. No, the Chofetz Chaim, this is the Yisrael of everything. Because this will cancel out all of your Torah, everything that you've ever learned. And of course, I'm speaking in front of Chosh and Wacham over here, that are sitting and learning, and the words that come out of your mouth of Torah are so precious to Rabbi Yisrael that you can't even imagine. Of Abba, Pekins, the Chofetz Chaim. If things come out of your mouth that are not proper, it is a tremendous destruction to what you said.
what this is Terry he learned is not.
You will find anything there. Continues the Chofetz Chaim. Continues the Chofetz Chaim. Apart from the over uncertain Isurim, whatever they may be, I am sure we'll get to the halachas. There's another terrible thing he says. Says the Chofetz Chaim, every dover should be Kedusha that you say afterwards, i.e. tefillah. And who doesn't want to be answered from the Rebbein Yishalom? Which person does not want to be answered? When we speak to the Rebbein Yishalom, we daven, we say, Rebbein Yishalom, give us Ziyach Nishmaya, give us Torah, give us health, give us family, give us the Shiva, give us children, v'choli v'choli v'chulei. Who doesn't want to be answered? Says the Chofetz Chaim, when a person speaks, devarim asurim, whatever they may be, the devarim should be kedusha that you speak afterwards out of the same mouth will not work. Of course, this is a guarantee from the Chofetz Chaim's mouth himself. It poshut won't work. And therefore, all the tefillahs that you do go up, and we're going to explain it more by arichas when we get to it, go up and they stop and they wait there. So remember, if a person wants to have a moyudik aschus, and we're going to get to these halachas also as we go on, we've got to be tefillah, and then if a person wants a moyudik aschus of tefillah, he wants to feel tefillah, he wants to get a meaning of tefillah, he wants to understand learning, he wants to get a geshmaki learning, so the Chofetz Chaim, all of that is gewaldik. But if the wrong things come out of your mouth, how can you expect to get it? Okay. That's one hadgama that I wanted to make. Number two, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Sadran, Kiyadua, he used to make a tiniest dibur every el. Every el, now the entire el, he had a tiniest dibur. So much so when he did it when he was very young. He went to his future kala when he was going to Shidduch, and he said, listen, I want to tell you, plain and simple, I take a tiniest dibur every single el, I will not speak to you a word apart from Torah. Rav Shimon Sadran. He said, I will not speak to you anything. When someone came to him and wished him Shalom Aleichem, he would say nothing back. That was his thing, right? Because you do, I think, they also say every Monday and Thursday of his entire life, he also took a tiniest table, right? Okay, I don't know if we're holding him in that majority, that's for sure. But I think what the gate does is as follows. The Bishol Salanta says, that the whole year a person should think is El. Whole year a person should, you know, is El. I like El. Of El is El. That's the difference. So nothing happened. About it could be we're not in the Madrega, like we're trying to go and take a tiny stable and do all of these achen. About the nisht. Or but Al Kaponim something. Al Kaponim that we can recover ourselves, especially now during Shavuot, that there'll be some kind of shmiras up here. Maybe sometime during the day, if we can make up a time, or if we say up a day, or an evening, whatever it may be, that this is our Kabbalah. So that's a Mulek Kabbalah which keeps us going weiter. One more thing from the Chofetz Chaim, we'll move on. Chofetz Chaim also brings a marshal, famous marshal. He says that every single mouth is like an instrument. Imagine an instrument with six strings, right? Makes beautiful music. Just imagine if some of the strings become broken. So if some of the strings become broken, the instrument can't play well. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's exactly what's going on in your mouth. Your mouth is a beautiful instrument. The Rebbein Shalom gave you a gavaldic instrument that plays the most sweetest music in the world. If you ruin it, and you break, so to speak, some of the strings, so the music won't play nicely. And if the music won't play nicely when it comes to tefillah, and when it comes to Torah, and when it comes to things that we need for the Rebbein Shalom, we beg the Rebbein Shalom, we wonder, and people ask, Rabbani, why am I not answered? I'm davening. The answer is in the Chofetz Chaim, it's poshut. If you use your mouth for wrong things, so then, so how can you expect to use it for the right things and it works? Rabbi Yisrael, there's an unbelievable Yerushalmi. Unbelievable Yerushalmi in Brochus and Perik Aleph. It's an unbelievable Yerushalmi. Says the Yerushalmi, Omar Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says like this. Really a statement. If I was at Har Sinai, says Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, if I was at Har Sinai, I would have put in a request for two mouths. What's the pshat? He says, I want one mouth for Torah. The other mouth for other things. Well, maybe look at some of the version, maybe it's Tfilah, maybe it's Tam, Tvichol, whatever it may be. He wanted two mouths. He said, back to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Look at the world. And look at the world, how it looks with people with one mouth. Can you imagine what the world would look like? With all the Dvarim Asurim and the Lashon Hara and the Vechinis and the Dvarim and everything else. If people had two mouths! That's what Yerushalmi says already. From Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Yisrael, I want to speak out a few Marmakoimus. Very, very important Marmakoimus that are connected to the Olam. Do you know what are we discussing? Ezer Shem today is as follows. Today, Be'ez Hashem, this is tonight's shiur. Tomorrow will be a whole different shiur and ganzen, a different topic, different halacha and shulchan aruch. But today, shiur Be'ez Hashem, the subject is going to be Loshon Nekiya. Clean language. And I think there's a little bit of a misconception when it comes to clean language. What people think is asa, what is muta, what is maybe in between. So Be'ezim is asa. Be'ezim, I want to speak Be'ikah. I'm going to be a bit because I'm going to go through all the mamakomas. I have at least 450 mamakomas. I'm not going to go through all of them right now. Posh is going to take too long. But I'm just going through the Ikka mamakomas. If anybody wants a list afterwards that I made, I'm welcome to give it up. We'll have three categories of Loshon Nekiya. Right? Category number one is going to be Nivul Peh Mamash. Nivul Peh. Category number two, Be'ez Hashem was speaking about, it's Golim She'enim Golim. Things that are not Beseda, not nice. And the third category is going to be Kaddish Atzam Chobot Mutaloch, which is an interesting category, which is quite interesting and quite difficult to explain. But Be'ez Hashem, we hope to get there this evening. And that goes as follows. The first thing I want to say is, there's a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim, Ki Yodua, that base of a base, everybody knows the Gemara. And the Gemara says over there, first one is Nibble Peth. The second one is Vorm She'enim Ugolim, right, things that are not nice. And the third one is Kaddish Atzimcha B'mutaloch, right? Which will explain what that means when we get there, hopefully in a few minutes. So it works like this. The Gemara in Pesachim, that Pesach Mavei says, the famous Gemara, famous Mishnah, Or la'arba osa boitim esachomets la'or haneh. Or, well, we know, on the 14th, we start taking the candle, and we start to check the house for chomets. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, very simple question. Why did it say, Or la'arba osa? It's Laila. I mean, nobody checks during the day. Everybody comes home by Ma'ariv on the 14th and stop busy checking the house for chametz. Zut the Gemara, very interesting Gemara. Lishna ma'alya hu denokat. The Gemara gave us a Laila. Oh, but the Gemara picked an extra nice loshen, which is a tremendous research, which I want to teach something in a few minutes. Now, I want to start with the first category, and that is Nivul Peh Mamash. Nivul Peh, generally, if we wrote Rishonim, is discussing things that go on between husband and wife. Husband and wife in Yonim, that is Be'ikad, if we come and Rishonim, is going to be the Issa of Nivul Peh. For example, right, I want to read that Mamakomis, if you don't mind, I don't generally like to read during Shein, I don't think anybody's Mamish interested, but these Mamakomis sometimes are much better to be in Loshon HaKodesh, so you hear where it comes from. Yeah, we'll go through them quickly, just so the Olam understands what we're dealing with. There's a Moedic Medrash. There's a Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, Parsha Chavdalet, Oizayin. Very interesting, listen to this. The Pasuk, as we know, everybody knows the Pasuk. V'layira b'cha ervastava. Right? Ervastava. What's ervastava? So normally that means a person should not see something not correct. Says the Medrash. Reb Shmuel ben Nachman Omar, ze nivul hapeh. Nivul hapeh is what the Medrash says is ervastava. Ervastava. The erva of the mouth. And we see also in Eben Ezra, in Devarim, Perichov Gimel, Pasuk has called, ervastava. Until now, all of you understood Erevah Stova is to see something that's an Erevah, to be involved in something that's an Erevah. Zut Chazal, we've seen unbelievably assumed that an Erevah Stova doesn't mean a Maisa only, but it means also, but it also means a Dibur. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that I'm given on enough. The Gemara in Shabbos we know tells us as follows. And the Gemara says, that's, you know, we'll speak out of the Gemara in Subas. It's also a Gemara in Subas about Chesam Abbas. The Gemara in Suba says like this, a famous Gemara. Omer Rav Chanan bar Rav, HaKol Yoidim Kala L'manichnas al Chuppa. Everybody knows why a Kala goes to the Chuppa. Everybody knows what happens after the wedding. We don't have to say it. Everybody knows it. So the Gemara in Suba, also in Shabbos. Elakol HaManavel Piv. Umbotzi Dobo Livla B'Piv. If somebody speaks it out and says it explicitly, Afilu nechtem legzardinoi shel shivim shana letoivo nepach olav lora. That if they had a gzardin in Shomayim, it was sealed in Shomayim, that for the next 70 years you are going to have the best life in the world. You're going to get married, you're going to have kids, you're going to have parnosa, everything's going to go great for you. And you just said one statement, why a chos and a kala go to the chuppah, what happens afterwards? So the Gemara, they turn the whole thing 70 years of Ra. That's terrible.
For the
one that says it. For the one that says it. Rabbi Zai, listen to this, even scarier, Sefer Charedim. There's a Sefer Charedim in Perek of Daladois Mentes. Listen to this, Mamash. Unbelievable. He starts to explain What goes on in Shomayim when a person speaks nivul peh and wrong things come out of his mouth? Look, the Sefer Haredim, Rabbi Yisai. And we're going to go through the ganze shtickle over here. It's mamash a big, big shtickle. And he says like this. Mitzvah goes as him in a Torah to a bepeh. The Seder. A soul in the vein of peh. Okay. Well, a year of a chayim has dover. Okay. Let me get my turn. And he says like this. Says the Sefer Haredim. The first thing that happens when a person speaks nivul peh is the shchina goes away from him. That means, wherever he was holding, the Rebbe Yishron clings to him and tries to be with him, immediately the shchina departs from you. Number two, Rabbi Yisai. Immediately in Shomayim, 40 malochim come down and they put you in Cheirim. 40 malochim come down from Shomayim and they put you in Cheirim. And it's and we know that if a person is in Cheirim, your tefillahs are not answered for 40 days. That means 40. That means for the next 40 days, Rabbi Yisai, when you daven, will not work. Guarantee Rabbi Yisai, the Sefer Haredim. We know that every day in Shomayim for the next 40 days, there's going to be big trumpets and big announcements saying, be careful, one second, be careful of him, be careful of him, be careful of him. He's put in Cheirim because he spoke the wrong things. And it goes on and it goes on and it goes on, Rabbi Yisai, until Rabbi Aval, if a person does tshuva, and he says to Rabbi Yisrael, I'm sorry, I don't want to do it again, and he admits it, we know to learn of tshuva, we've spoken about it before, then Aval, the 40 malachim come back, and they remove you from your terrible, terrible nidah that you were placed in Shomayim. I'm not sure. Now, there's a Mesillas Yisrael in the Perek Yudav. The Mesillas Yisrael says like this. The Mesillas Yisrael says like this. Oli be'inyin znus ha'peh. Listen to how we listen. The Rosh Hashanah Mesillas Yisrael, which we will go and held, we can medayik in every single word. The Mesillas Yisrael says, Oli be'inyin znus ha'peh b'ha'oizen. Hadiba b'divi znus. Oli shmir dvor le'elu kvar. Everybody screamed about it. Shinibol peh u'ervosoi shel dibu mamish u'mishum znusu. That when a person speaks the wrong things, that's the error of your mouth. That's the error of speech. And it's a terrible, terrible avera, which Chazal told us already, and we've explained it, what person comes in. Send them a listener to show you. Maybe a person will say, no, it's not talking about me. It's talking about a person who speaks that if it's nos. He'll come to tivers, he'll come to averas, he'll come to all sorts of machshavas, whatever it may be. And he says, absolutely not. The Mesillas Yisrael says in Perek Aleph, it applies even if a person, there's no machshavas and there's no maaser, it's just the erva of the peep. When a person speaks the wrong thing, that's the erva of a person's mouth. And we get later. That's the issa to speak. How about the issa to listen? Is there any issa for a person to listen to somebody else speaking Dvorim Asurim, speaking nivul peh? So, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us like this, and that from the Gemara out, says the Gemara in Shabbos, Omer Abba Bashila Omer Chista, Kolam Anavel Espiv, Ma'amikin Loi Gehenem. Rabbi says, I have no idea what goes on in Gehenem. But all I can say is one thing. The Gemara says that if your Manavel Espiv, they deepen Gehenem for you, that can't be Gishmak. Look at what goes on and what that means, but it definitely doesn't mean a good thing. Shenema chule. Reb Nachum Yitzchak Omer Av. Listen to this. Av shoymeya v'shosik. If a person hears nivul peh and is quiet, he doesn't say anything. Says the Gemara, you're included in mamikin loy gehenem. The Gemara, this is often the Gemara in Shabbos. So in Achanav, it depends on the klolim which you're congruent to, but in Achanav. It could be you could be chol, it could be you have to make up turn to agree with him, you have to laugh with him. It's different gedarim. It's more Rosh Hashanah.
You listen to nivul peh.
Then you're included in somebody that Mamika loy the Gehenna. As we state in the Gemara Mufurish. Rabbi Yisrael is a modic of Rabbeinu Yoyna. Rabbeinu Yoyna in Sefer Yira says like this. He says, V'chol gova nivul v'tzadova erva lo yishmal pich. Don't hear it. You're going to haske zoyna chol gova nivul v'av ha-shoyim in v'shoyzkim loy in v'shmiya. If a person's nanas of Rabbeinu Yoyna, and he hears it, imagine if he hears it by chance, he doesn't want to hear it, he goes away, he turns away, he's not interested in the Seder. We're discussing Getz Hanaz with Rabbi Yehuda. He laughs along with the fellow, he agrees with the fellow, he adds things to what he said, whatever it may be. That's called listening, not saying anything, and getting Hanaz. Zuk Rabbi Yehuda, Hashem Yirachim. There's a Shlach Kodesh also, the Shlach Shara Oisus, Oishin. Again, Mamash, there's many, many Marmakonis over here. This is the same thing, listen to the Shlach Kodesh Loshen. The Shlach Kodesh Loshen is, and we know this from Kol HaTorah Kulay, Shemeya Ke'oina. when a person hears things, it's either you said it. We know it by Kiddush, we know it by many brachas in Yom Kippur, we know by all sorts of things. So the Shlokosh, when a person hears Dvorim Asurim, he hears Nibble Peh, which again, like we said, if he wrote his Shonim, is Ma'amun's Nus. And he hears it, he doesn't say anything. It's Ki'ilu Shukher Goyna. It's Ki'ilu, he was masking,
yeah,
and
like
he said it himself. Sorry? Okay, let's move on. Says the Gemara, Shubas, Davei, Dorash Baka, Poet, Baitich Sin, Vechulei. So the Gemara and Shubas over there tells us a big Yisrait. In the Rebbeinu Shalom created every single thing in this world, everything in your body, for a reason. Zut the Gemara Shubas, why is it that these things hanging down from your ears are made? Zut the Gemara Shubas, Pashut, for a person to flick them over and stick them inside your actual ear hole. What's the pshat? You know, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave you something that you're able to stop. You don't want to listen anymore. The Gemara says, "Mufurish over there, shem yishma odom dover she'ena hogu." If a person hears something that's not beseder, yaniach etz b'yosav ba'osnov. You should put your fingers, which are made as a perfect also plug, and you should plug them into your ear in order to do that. And the Chofetz Chaim, listen to this. Lashon the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim in Kuntros Avos Yisrael Perek Aleph says like this. He says that if a person hears Dvorim Asurim, Mamshich Olai Ozno Ruach HaTumah, a Ruach HaTumah enters his ears, Va'asidim Yisnechonis Yitzchil HaZeborim, the first Ava in your body to be burned will be your ears. Rabbi, so that's category number one. I want to move on, we only have 7 minutes left. I want to move on to category number two. Category number two was, we said, Dovah Meguna, the Gemara in Sochin Daf Gimel Omer Aleph tells us, something disgusting. Now we're not going so much into nibble pen mamish. A dover maguna, a disgusting thing, should never come out of a person's mouth. I know if over there, the rosh, but I'm not going into all the sheets that we're shining. But what we do have to know is what the Gemara tells us over there, Psochim, what the Shavit Shuvah tells us, and Shai Gimel, Islamic, Grace Lamed, tells us that Avadu, we know the Torah in many situations changed words in the Torah. We know by Parashas Noach, by the Teva, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, not to Meir, ain't it to Hayra. So the Gemara tells us, and the Shavit Shuvah brings it before us, right, Rabbeinu Yehuda, that the Torah changed the words. Why? I is a nibble pair. There's no nibble pair. What's the problem? Zuk Chazal. That it's not nice. It's disgusting. And there are certain things that Enoch and Ami will not be in the category number one. They won't be nibble pair mamish. They're not snus mamish. But they're disgusting. And the Gemara says that the Torah, who every word of the Torah was so important, and when Medayik and we learn halachas from every word of the Torah, and yet the Torah changed certain words in order that it shouldn't be nice. So therefore, we have to realize the same thing on ourselves, Rabbi say. We better can be marich and marich and marich and marich on the Shavit Shuvah. Yeah, look at the Shavit Shuvah over there, what he brings over there, that the ganze is the gedder for Lashon Hara, and the gedder for all sorts of drawing a suit that a person can speak out. But again, we're not going to be marich too much in this inyan. There's one more category that I do want to speak about, which is also a very hard category to explain, right? And that goes as follows. Kamish Atzmachar B'mutaloch. So we know the Ramban, in Parashas Gedoshim, tells us, the Ramban says, don't be a manuvel b'rishus ha-Torah. In other words, there are certain things that the Torah allows a person to do. For example, be together with his wife. Huh? The Torah allows it. But if a person is a manuvel b'rishus ha-Torah, right, he's together with his wife too often, or he does certain things, whatever it is, all sorts of halachas, I know Ramban over there. And he'll say, what do you mean if the Torah says it's mutter? But Zubdu Ramban, Kaddish Atzmachor, mutterloch. You have to realize that don't come along and do things which are disgusting and say the Torah allowed you to do it. Don't be manuvel, but be shus at Torah. And we know the Svarna says the same thing. Zubdu Svarna, what's chat by Noach? Noach ish tzaddik was reprimanded for coming out of the Teva. What was the oisik, the first thing that he did? Was planted a vineyard. What happened after there, Zutu Svorno, is because it wasn't a roy thing, the first thing to do is to be oisik and planting a vineyard for wine, and look what came out of the Svorno. I was mutter, 100% mutter, nothing was what he did. But that's not roy, it's not correct, it's not the right thing for a person to do. In other words, what we're trying to show over here, what you say, is not everything that's mutter do you actually have to do or do you have to say. There was a mice in America with a chosh of a Rosh Hashiva, an alta to Yid, mamish an old Yid that had a cane, and walking for him, I heard this from someone that saw the Maisa himself in America. He was a Rebbe in the Yeshiva in America, and then he told me once the Maisa, he said he was his Rebbe, tremendous big tzaddik, and he's walking by him was a shver matzav. Every step that he took was a real pain. Every step was a pain, and a pain, and a pain, and a pain. He was Maisa Nefesh, Rishiyuri, he was a mighty Gemarbet Stoyer. Because he was staying one time in a certain place, whatever, there was an elevator there, it was Shabbos, there was a big olam, and they came up to this big sun, this Rosh Hashiva, and they said, Rosh Hashiva, are we allowed to use the Shabbos elevator? Are we allowed to use the Shabbos lift? And again, I'm not going into the halacha shayla, it's not my Indian right now. Lemaisa, he passed in the halacha, he found out some details, whatever it was, it's such a type, it's such a this, such a that, he says it's water. No, he said it. All of a sudden, on that Shabbos, they watched this Rosh Hashiva, when he went to the dining room, he used the stairs. Now he was a chula, he was a zokin, he was someone that every step was mamish pain. And they went up to him and said, I don't understand, remember, you told us it's mutter. You told us it's mutter. He said, not everything that's mutter do you have to do. It's a tremendous yisoid. And the yisoid is as follows. We have to read that there's certain words. Again, I'm not going into the words. Everybody here can think of 50 words in their own. That are not asa. We can't asa them. We can't say, that's a swear word. That's a chula. That's a bad word. Use it, or the Rosh Hashiva usually to use it? Is it nice? Just because it's mutter doesn't mean you always have to do it. There are certain things that you can understand yourself are not really for a person to do. The Bali Musa bring the Moedika Moshel. The Bali Musa say Moshel as follows. Can you imagine a person taking a trip up to the Catskills in America, or the English fellows over there, it's London to Manchester, a good few hour drive. No, he leaves the house in the evening, he manages to pack the kids in, the suitcases, you can imagine there's not a space to be found in this car. Finally, he's going away for 2-3 weeks vacation, off he goes on his few hour trip. No, an hour down the road, he starts thinking, did I lock the door? Did I lock the front door? He's thinking, did I lock the front door? I normally lock the front door. I don't know. I think I locked the front door. I mean, I have the key. And he's thinking, he's starting to, you know, he's shivitzing over there. He says to his wife, he says, you know, did we lock the front door? And she said, I mean, every time we normally do, I don't know what to do. And he, by this time, he's shivitzing, mamish. He's thinking to himself, what's going to be? He starts going through the car, all of his kids, to find out maybe they saw it. So he asks him, you know, his older son just came from yeshiva. He said, you know, Shmukala, did we lock the front door? So he starts saying, well, I've been riding Chazaka, we could say that the stomach, he didn't lock the door, whatever, guys, I'm Isa. And he goes all the way to his 2.5-year-old daughter, right, little Macheli over there, and he asks her, she doesn't know what he's talking about. By this time, he's poshed in his shvitz. He's thinking, oh, I locked the front door, if I didn't lock the front door, they're going to come in, they're going to take everything, I'm going to be right out of everything. I have nothing left. And he can't call anyone because it's very late at night. He left in the evening, there's no neighbours he can call, he can't wake anybody up. Kitzer, he arrives at his destination, at his place where he's staying, he unpacks, tries to go to sleep, he cannot sleep the entire night. He Pasha can't sleep, he can't sleep. He comes the next morning, Shachmas, he goes to the first Shachmas, he runs out of Shachmas straight away, gets on the phone to the neighbour, he says, do me a big favour, please, did I lock the front door? He says, hold on a minute, the neighbour goes to the door, and he checks, yeah, he comes back, you locked the front door. Ah, a weight came off of his shoulders like never before. And the Bali Musa used this marshal as a Moedik marshal. That every single person should think the same thing. Did I lock the front door or did I not lock the front door? Chazal tell us that they gave his lips over here as a double protection. A mouth is so chomer that the Chofetz Chaim can explain by Hilchos Lashon Hara that we say we know in a building site. A building site, the more close you get to the danger, the more warning sites there are. Remember, so Chazal, when you have two lips, it's because you need a double gate, a double protection to close that door. And a person should always think on his mind, did he actually lock the door or did he lock the front door? I said two more thoughts as follows. Rashi tells us tomorrow I want to start a brand new sugya. Rashi, the Moedika Rashi, he said, you know, when you learn this Rashi, a lot of people didn't have a shot like this. Rashi says in Parashas Bolak, in Perek Chobeis, possibly a test like this. We know that when it came to Bilam, Bilam was asked to curse Klal Yisrael, and he says in the possibly test, I'm going to say it in English, I've got the possibly in front of me, if you give me all the money in the world, I will not go against the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I cannot curse Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi, very interesting Rashi. Says Rashi, you see from here that he was a lover of money. He was a person that loves money. Now, everybody asks, like, what's the Shaykhs? He says, if you give me all the money in the world, I'm not going to kill them, I'm not going to curse them. Rashi says, what do you see from here? This guy loved money. He loved money. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Pshat is very poshut. Because if you say something, even if it's only a phrase, it's only expression, it's only a way of speech. But if you say it, it shows it's your essence. It shows it's actually inside you. When you have somebody on the basketball or the football field, and he's, you know, somebody fouls him, someone hits him, and you can imagine the words come out of his mouth, almost like a train, one after the other, after the other, after the other. And he says, "What's with you?" He says, "Well, it's only an expression. I didn't mean it. It's a way of speech. It's how we talk to each other. I didn't mean it." No, no, no. It's a good action over here. If you say something, especially when you're under pressure, especially when it just came out and you stubbed your toe, just came out. What do you want from me? It shows that is your essence. That's inside you. But I said, Rebbe also told me from America, he was once in a place, Mamish, in the middle of nowhere in America, some place, told me the Maestro Shoyu himself, and he was sitting there, and there were a bunch of goyim. It was a Chosh Rebbe, actually, a big Musa. The kids were sitting with a bunch of goyim, and it was, I think, a President's Weekend, or I don't know exactly, whatever. But kids, there was a ganze holiday over there, and he said not a minute went past without a swear word. Literally, the whole conversation was one big swear word with a few little conversation in the middle of it. And he, you know, he started to talk to them, what are you doing, how are you, which school do you go to, whatever, what do you do for your vacation, and he said to him after 10 minutes of speaking, he said, "Do you know that for the last 10 minutes, not a single swear word came out of your mouth?" So they looked, you know, as if, you know, whatever. And he said, "Let me ask you, when you speak to your parents, when you speak to your teachers in school, is that how you speak?" They said, "No way." He said, "Why?" He said, "Because I respect you. I respect my teachers." He said, "What do you do?" He turned to his friends, the boy's friends, and everything, and said, "Look at that. He doesn't respect you." And he's got this big macho guy. "Oh, you don't respect me. You don't respect me. Oh, that's how you speak to me." And he realized for a minute, now hold on a second, we respect someone, that's not how you speak. And if it's not how you speak, we have to realize, if it's inside the person, even if it's mutter, even if we can't place an isser on it, of its ein roi, it's not a person who wants to do it. And the Chofetz Chaim says, if you want your tefillahs to be answered, Rabbi Yisai, this is the biggest skula that a person has. Rabbi Yisai, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we start a brand new sugya in Kedushas Ha'Pe.